And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme. Today's theme is grabbing attention. All three of my guests have ways to grab your attention, either through internet marketing, brushes with history, or in the case of my next guest, smacking the Geico gecko. Our first guest was an internet marketing guru. He taught us how to attract customers' attention in today's competitive marketplace. My second guest was talking about his experiences, brushes with history, both at Pearl Harbor and again at Normandy. My third guest fought the system and won. He's going to tell us what it took for him to get the attention of the Geico gecko and how he overcame the odds to stand up for his rights. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Dean Kropp is a Swiss-trained pastry chef. He graduated from the Joliet Junior College Culinary Arts Program way back in 1979. Dean became familiar with the Culinary Olympics after he won his first bronze medal in 1982. He contacted the German Chefs Association in Frankfurt, Germany, and they granted him the rights to rewrite the history of the Culinary Olympics. Dean also attended classes at the American Comedy Institute in Manhattan for 2 years, and Dean has appeared in several movies as well. Dean received a very serious back injuries in an auto accident. He spent 7 painful years attempting to have his health benefits covered, first by his auto insurer, Geico, and then by his health insurance, and finally by the U.S. government. His latest book is titled A Bone to Pick, Chef Dean's Rights for Rehabilitation. It recounts the entire tale. It's a cautionary tale for all insured motorists, and we need to pay attention. Dean, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Now, first of all, how are you feeling? Are things better after the auto accident? Did you finally get the rehabilitation you needed?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. Things are fabulous, and I just recently beat colon cancer, too, as well.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations on that, a cancer survivor as well. Well, briefly, Dean, tell us the history, the story behind your auto accident, and what led to the lawsuit with Geico and your health insurance.
Well, what happened was, it's a bit complicated, so I'm going to run through it slowly. If you have any questions, just stop me.
Okay.
All right. So we were coming back from a preseason football game. The New York Giants were playing the Chicago Bears. Chicago is my hometown. We were coming back. It was bumper-to-bumper traffic, a hot August night. And 1 second, we're sitting there waiting to go, step on the gas to move forward, and the guy from behind hit the gas too much and hit us in the rear end. And lights were out, whiplash, concussion.
Mm.
Injuries that I didn't realize that I had at the time. We're very fragile. We're a very fragile, three-dimensional, unbelievably fantastic piece of work. The human body is really something.
Yeah.
And when we're hit, if we're relaxed or whatever it is, but if we're hit like from behind or not knowing it, we can get injured very easily. And the biggest problem is whiplash. The brainstem cuts into the frontal lobe and bruises the brain and gives one a concussion. And it's not a lot of fun.
Wow, that sounds painful just to think about, Dean.
Yes.
So that's what happened to you. You're rear-ended. You're coming home from a preseason football game. You're rear-ended. You have this whiplash. What sort of symptoms did you exhibit?
Well, at first, right away, I could not speak. And it was very difficult to get any kind of words out, so I couldn't speak. And I was dizzy and confused and not sure what was going on at the scene. I was not able to communicate with the driver who hit us, and so that makes things difficult right away. Eventually, my wife took over driving. I sat in the passenger seat, and then we had to go to the hospital. And the one thing that people should know on a scene is always call the police and always call the ambulance, because you don't know, how extensive the injuries are, even in low impact car accident.
Well, that's true. We're talking to Dean Kropp, everybody, and I was going to ask you that question, but you've answered it for me. Were EMTs involved? Were the police involved in this? And the answer is no. Your wife took over driving and took you straight to the emergency room. All right.
Right, right.
So then what happened at the E-room?
Well, at the E-room, I was examined. The other problem is with a concussion, it's very, very, very difficult to diagnose. It's got to be done through a combination of audio and memory types of exercises set up by a neuropsychologist who's been trained in brain rehab. so nobody right away, people are not going to know really if there's a brain injury because it's undetectable until, you know, later on. I mean, I walked around for 3.5 years with, they call it post-concussion syndrome, and it's like everything is wiped out. Your life is gone. You don't know what's going on, and it's a kick in the butt and kind of crazy to talk about it now and to think about it, but it happens, and it's happened to people talk to me. They tell me, oh, yeah, I was hit 3 years ago, and then all of a sudden, you know, I was feeling terrible one day, and, you know, it just depends upon the situation and the person and how vulnerable they are to injuries.
I see. We're talking to Dean Kropp, everybody. His latest book, A Bone to Pick, Chef Dean's Rights for Rehabilitation. So you get out of the hospital, and that's when the legal proceedings began. So you were first sued. Tell us how that happened, and then what happened after that.
All right. So what happened with the no-fault, New York is a no-fault state. So that means that we're supposed to be covered by our insurance company if we're injured in a car accident. But we still have to carry liability, so that means that we can still sue for that coverage of the other person who hit us.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what happened. I went to the independent medical examination, and they cut me off from my car insurance benefits, okay? And then I kept going to the hospital to get rehab on my back. And once I had started going to the hospital, you got to keep going to the hospital. So I racked up about a $5,000 bill.
Okay.
Well, my health insurance plan kicked in, but only paid a few hundred dollars on the bill. So 3 years later, I get this notice in the mail. Oh, you're being sued. And I'm, sure enough, Hackensack Hospital is suing me for the rest of the balance on the rehab bill.
Now, Dean, let me stop you right there. So Hackensack Hospital, where you were treated for all of this, you went there, you got the treatments. Did they send you any notices or any indication that you owed them this money?
They sent me a bill, and I told them, look, you know, I told them I was hit in a car accident. You know, I'm trying to, you know, get the money back from the guy who hit me. And this, like, goes on forever. And then the girl will tell me in the billing department, oh, don't worry about it, you know. Don't, just ignore it, you know. And then I was like, yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
How's that going to work out?
Right. Okay. Well, yeah. So okay. Now it becomes a mess. You owe $5,000. They're coming to the hospital. Hackensack Hospital's coming after you.
Right.
What happens next?
Okay, so what happens is they had to, you know, they got to file their papers and everything. And then, you know, I get the thing in the mail. It's like, you're being sued. It's like, oh, boy. So anyway, the getting into the intricacy of this is that I had to represent myself in court because my attorney would not go with me.
Now, why is that? Why? I mean, without going into detail, why wouldn't your attorney, who is a professional and appears in court all the time, why wouldn't your attorney agree to go with you and represent you?
Well, the hospital was in New Jersey, and she was only licensed for New York. So that was the first problem.
All right.
So you would think that she would get me an attorney who was, you know, registered in New Jersey.
Exactly.
So, and that didn't happen. So I was forced to represent myself.
Now, what sort of problems do you have representing yourself in court? I mean, well, how prepared were you as a chef to do that?
Well, that's the thing. You know what? I went back to my culinary skill. I said, what would I do in this situation? And, you know, same thing as laying out a cookbook. I put together all my medicals with the police report and laid everything out in a binder. And then went to court, and I said, look, just hold my head up high and do the best I can. So the lady, there was like three people they were suing, three people at a time, you know, and for different cases. So I was one of them. And the first thing you do, you go in, and you meet with the judge, and then you go out in the hall. And if you've got to cut a deal with the person who's suing you, and if you can't, you got to go back in and stand in front of the judge and explain the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So with my documentation, I was able to show this attorney that, look, a third person was responsible for hitting me. You know, out of all necessity, I came to Hackensack Hospital because of the back rehab program that I heard about there was really excellent, which it is. And this is what I did. I'm not, you know, leaving town for $5,000. You know, so I had to make a deal with her and say that, okay, I'm going to sue the guy who hit me, you know, but that's going to take, you know, a year and a half, just to let you know.
Wow.
So, you know, these things get very involved. So I made the deal with her. I went back to New York, to Staten Island, told my attorney this is what happened. You know, thanks for not being there.
You know? Right.
You know? And you know, then she had to file suit against the guy who hit me, and he only had $25,000 on his contract.
All right, so he was underinsured for the type of accident that he had with you.
Yes.
Wow. All right, so now you've made a deal. What sort of deal did you cut with the hospital? I mean, did you pay 50%, 60%?
Well, what happened was I had to pay $100 a month towards the hospital bill, and then prove I had like 30 days to file suit against the guy who hit me and to get the papers to them to show that I did that, so which is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
So once I sued him and we went to a deposition, that's as far as it went, the deposition. I proved that, you know, the guy injured me. And when they paid the $25,000 and then the attorney got her third, then I paid the $5,000 out of that, so I got like $11,000 out of that $25,000.
I see. We're talking to Dean Kropp, everybody. His latest book, A Bone to Pick, Chef Dean's Rights for Rehabilitation. So tell us then, how did you go after insurance companies, both your health insurance and Geico?
Well, Gecko. I'll tell you what happens is the health insurance companies know that the car insurance companies are going to cut people off from their benefits. And they know that, number one, head injury, neck injury, and back injuries are either work-related or auto accident-related or some kind of accident. So they have to, you know, go through and dig through their files and find out, hey, Mr. Kropp, what are you doing here? What's the story here? So I had to pay back my health insurance plan as well a couple thousand dollars for money that they wanted back. You know, so it gets very tangled up,
mm-hmm.
and everybody wants their money back. So people need to understand that, you know, just because you're going to your health insurance company doesn't mean that you're not going to pay back part of that money.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So things get complicated.
Okay. We're talking to Dean Kropp, everybody, and he has become a de facto expert on insurance and automobile accidents. His latest book, A Bone to Pick, Chef Dean's Rights for Rehabilitation. Now, people who are listening to the sound of your voice, this might sound a little bit frightening to them. What advice would you give people who have an auto insurance contract?
Well, the main thing is to, you know, read the contract and know what they're insured for and make sure that they're insured for enough, you know, in case they ever lose, you know, their job. And they may want to consider a separate disability contract, you know, which is what I had one of those as well. And be aware that the state also offers a disability plan. Then you have the federal government, which I had to lean on as well for disability. So while I was getting sued, you know, I also had the IRS on my tail for an audit at the same time I was getting sued. Because I lost my business in 2001, my income fell off, and they wanted to know, the IRS wanted to know what was going on, you know, what's happening here, and so I had to go do all that, and it was just a mess. But anyway, I proved to the IRS that, hey, look, you know, I was doing everything right, you know, I owed no more tax, and then I proved myself in court. So, you know, why do we need an attorney in the first place?
But,
you know, that's part of the business.
Yeah, it is definitely part of the business, Dean. There's no question about that. So let me ask you this question, because, and you're not an expert in this area, and you may want to pass on it, but I'm going to ask it anyway. The new Obama health care bill that was passed, how is that going to help or hurt people in automobile accidents such as yourself?
Well, I don't think it's going to have any effect on it. I know I sent President Obama my book, and I told him of my situation. He sent me a letter back thanking me for, you know, writing and voicing my opinion about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what I'm trying to do is bring about the Declaration of Injured Persons' Rights so that on the contract it'll say, you know, what a person is covered for in terms of getting healed in order to get back to their life.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at a car insurance contract now, nobody knows what they're covered for. You know, they talk about DWI and, you know, underinsured, but they don't talk about when you get injured, you know, what happens. So, but I don't think that Obama's plan is going to, you know, help or hinder the situation. I think it's going to make it more difficult for smaller companies to, you know, have health care coverage for their employees.
True. All right, we're talking to Dean Kropp, everybody. Dean, what gave you the idea to write the book that you eventually sent to President Obama in the first place?
Well, it was so many crazy things happened. I was like, you know, I'm getting sued. I've got an IRS audit. you know, the second car accident, the guy hit me in the rear end three times, you know. I'm getting ready to go to bat again with Geico on December 20th. We have a deposition from the 2004 car accident, you know, in order to get my benefits. And it was just so many weird things that happened. It's like I had to write about it.
Mm. And what did you get out of writing the book, Dean?
Well, you know, I got out of writing the book is what I learned about the no-fault car insurance system, which is only in 12 states that we have. And it's there's nothing really concrete about how the system should work. It's set up so that the car insurance companies do not have to pay out big bucks on whiplash injuries. Everything is contracted with certain amounts of money. Like, you know, underinsured is maybe $100,000. You know, work loss benefits could be $4,000 a month. You know, so everything is contracted. But when it comes down to the real nitty-gritty and the nails, you don't really get what's contracted, you know, in the black and white. Like, for the underinsured part from the first car accident, I settled for $65,000 without having to go to court.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, you know, my injuries warranted the $100,000, but my attorney at the time cut a deal with the insurance company to get $65,000, and of course, after paying a third, I got $44,000 out of that.
Mm, I see. Wow.
So nothing's ever, you know, black and white, so to speak.
So to speak. Well, we're talking to Dean Krupp, everybody. His book is A Bone to Pick, Chef Dean's Rights for Rehabilitation. Dean, we've only got about a minute left, but in the minute that we've got, you've got kind of a unique work history. Pastry chef, cooking author, comedian, actor, legal plaintiff. You've covered the board. Tell us a little bit about your past and your work history.
Well, first I started out making chocolate mousse and cream puffs, and then I was trained by Swiss Air in Chicago after graduating culinary school, and I worked with this guy, Hans Senhauser, and he knew about chocolate, tempering chocolate, and baking, and the whole thing, so it was really great. I got a solid training.
Mm-hmm.
Also, while you're in the kitchen, I got the catering experience going on, you know, the regular cooking on the line. So in 1996, I was called in to cook for Dave Thomas of Wendy's after he had his first heart attack.
Wow.
On set. So I would come in and cook fresh stuff for him on set. And then the phone calls came in. James Earl Jones, Hulk Hogan, Wayne Gretzky, Naomi Campbell, you know, Felicia Rashad, David Letterman. It just kept coming and coming. Production companies from L.A. would come to New York and find me, you know, track me down. You know, who's the catering guy do we call here, you know? And people from Miami, I had people from Minnesota, production companies from, you know, Minnesota coming to town and tracking me down. So I had a great business from 96 until 2000. And then I had the car accident that, of course, I lost all that.
Right. Well, Dean, that we're going to have to leave it there. We've been talking to Dean Krupp, everybody. A Bone to Pick, Chef Dean's Rights for Rehabilitation is his latest book. Dean, if people want to learn more, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, they can check out A Bone to Pick by DeanKrupp.com. The book is also available at Amazon.com as well.
That's great. Dean, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, thank you.